Google antitrust case, DOJ seeks to force Internet Goliath to sell Chrome browser. By Lucas Nolan on March 11, 2025. In a major development in the ongoing antitrust case against Google, the DOJ has proposed remedies that could force the tech giant to sell its popular Chrome browser and face new restrictions on its Android operating system. Ars Technica reports that the DOJ has made its first filing in the antitrust case against Google following the landmark decision that the internet giant operates as a monopoly, outlining the remedies it plans to pursue to break up the company's stranglehold on the search market. While the DOJ has backed off from some of its previous proposals, such as forcing Google to sell its AI investments, the government is still pushing for the tech giant to divest itself of the Chrome browser. According to the DOJ's filing, Google's illegal conduct has created an economic Goliath, one that wreaks havoc over the marketplace to ensure that, no matter what occurs, Google always wins. The government maintains that the only way to level the playing field is to force Google to sell off its Chrome browser, along with any data or assets required for its continued operation. This move would effectively transfer Chrome's user base of approximately 3.4 billion people to a competitor. Under the proposed remedies, Google would be prohibited from releasing any new browsers during the term of the judgment. However, the company would be allowed to continue contributing to the open-source Chromium project. The government would also vet any potential buyers of Chrome to ensure the sale does not pose a national security threat. While the DOJ has relaxed its stance on Google's AI investments, the company will still face some restrictions in this area. Instead of forcing Google to divest from competing AI firms, the government now proposes that Google must notify them before making any new AI investments. As for the Android operating system used in smartphones and tablets, the DOJ no longer seeks to force Google to sell the software division outright. Instead, the government proposes a series of restrictions on how Google can promote its products on the platform. These restrictions would prohibit Google from making any of its search or generative AI products mandatory on Android, and prevent the company from pressuring its partners to use Google search or AI services over the competition. If these measures fail to break up Google's alleged monopoly, or if the company attempts to ignore the remedies, the government could still force Google to sell Android. In this scenario, the DOJ would have the final say on who buys the operating system. Google, unsurprisingly, strongly opposes the DOJ's proposed remedies. A Google spokesperson stated, "DOJ's sweeping proposals continue to go miles beyond the court's decision and would harm America's consumers, economy, and national security." The company has not changed its own suggested remedies, which include altering the way search placement deals work for browsers and Android devices, and accepting additional regulatory oversight to ensure compliance. As the case enters its next phase in the coming weeks, Google is expected to seek a delay in the implementation of any remedies while it appeals the ruling. The company remains hopeful that it can have the decision overturned on appeal, rendering the discussion of remedies moot. Read more at Ars Technica here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.